Yeah. Thank the Lord for that song. Thank you, young people, for being willing to get up here and sing that. We appreciate that so much. And it's a blessing to us. I feel like I got some good food to my soul right there in that song. You, O Lord, are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Let's bow our heads in prayer for a moment. Dear God, once again, as we open your word, we want to stop and acknowledge this as your word. Lord, we thank you. We never get tired of you feeding our souls. So we never want to get tired of asking you to be the one who does that. Lord, would you, by your Spirit, feed our souls today. Help us to open up and receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. So, you, O Lord, are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You know, that actually carries on a little bit with the thought that the God has given us for today. Go look over in Habakkuk, the first chapter. All right, Habakkuk 1, and we're going to read the verses. We'll pick up in the 15th verse here, read. And it says, they take up all of them with the angle, they catch them in their net, and gather them in their drag, therefore they rejoice and are glad. So they've had some success. They catch them with their net, pick them all up with the angle, they gather them with their drag. Therefore they sacrifice unto their net, and burn incense unto their drag, because by them their portion is fat, and their meat plenteous. So this verse right here, God brought it to me earlier in the week, and I kept trying to get around it. But I feel like the Lord was impressing on my heart a little title to go with it. And so we'll write that on the board. So the title I wrote on the board is By My Own Hands. And I'm thinking I may have got the grammar wrong there. If I did, forgive me. It might be, should be by mine own hands. But whatever the case may be, I think the thought is the same. And so by my own hands, because they've had this success, they then sacrifice into their net. They burn incense unto their drag, because by them their portion is fat. This is the mindset they have, is that this that we received, we've gotten it with our net. And by our own actions in our life. And, you know, in a sense there, that we can promote that and say, well, that's independence, that's going. But there's a measure of this that interferes with God working in our life. Not the willingness to go and work, but what does it tell us to do? And whatsoever we do, do everything as unto our own hands. Our own abilities, our own actions? No, Braden, you're shaking your head and you're right. It says, as unto the Lord. God, what did Job say? The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, in what Job says there, he gave us a very simple message, which is the message today. And we'll use some more verses. But basically, if you remember what Job said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What part is the Lord's? The giving and the taking, right? What part is mine? Blessing the Lord and praising Him and honoring Him for what He has done in my life and what He's allowed me to do in my life. And that's why I feel like that line in that song actually meshed so well with what the burden is the Lord has given us today. It said, you, O Lord, are my heart's desire and I long to worship you. Is that my goal this morning? Is it really what's consuming me? And my purpose in life is to worship the Lord. And everything that I do, it's more important to me that I take an opportunity for myself, or I take an opportunity for the Lord? What is more important? Lord, help us in life, because it's not something that I can delineate for you this morning. We mentioned a little bit about a personal relationship with the Lord today. You know, we mentioned that in the adult class. We have to have a relationship with the Lord. And when we do, then we have to understand that we can say, well, I couldn't understand, you know, it wasn't delineated for me. The Lord will delineate for you in life if you get that relationship with Him. And you'll come to these places where you've got a choice to make. Are you about to choose your own way, or are you going to choose the Lord's way? And when you do choose the Lord's way and He blesses you, who do you recognize for that this morning? You know, there's been people who choose the Lord's way and they're blessed by the Lord, and they fail of the Lord sometimes, because then they take that into their own hands as though it was theirs to do what they wanted to with, or it was theirs, it was done by their own abilities. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. What's my job? To never forget that. To always remember, whatever the Lord has done in my life, He is good and He is always good. If He's walking me through a bad time, He is good. If He's blessing me, what I have and what's in my hands is because He has allowed me to have this morning. And we never want to forget that. You know, there are people who didn't recognize that. And I want to just look at them a little bit this morning, because the results weren't good when they did that. When they forgot. When they took things into their own hands and didn't honor the Creator of the universe as being in who He was, then things didn't work out well for them. One of the stories is in Daniel, the 4th chapter. Daniel, the 4th chapter, and this is going to be the story of Nebuchadnezzar. We're not going to read the whole thing. It's a pretty familiar story. I'll recount it just a little bit. He had a dream, and nobody could explain it to him until the Lord gave Daniel insight into what the dream was. And so he explained the dream to Daniel, and it was about the tree that grew up and then was cut down, and just a stump was left. And so he said, King, this dream is about you, but it's to your enemies because of what's going to happen. And he tried to encourage him to, there in the 27th verse, he said, Wherefore, O King, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee. Break off thy sins by righteousness, and thy iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. Stop going your own way. Back up for a minute. But that's not what happened. And it said, all this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the king of Babylon. And the king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? And while the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. What's my job? To never forget that and to honor Him and praise Him. But King Nebuchadnezzar took the credit to himself and took it to his own hands. The kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. 7 times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever He will. And it says, in the same hour the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. You know, he should have took Daniel's advice, honestly. But he should have remembered the Lord. Daniel was there, and I don't know what, you know, obviously Nebuchadnezzar was someone who was not used or familiar with the God of the Israelites and all. But he was there, and there was a chance for him to understand that there's somebody besides me. And you know, this morning, we've had a great chance to understand. If Nebuchadnezzar was held to this standard, what kind of standard am I held to? I've known about God since I could remember. I've had parents who taught me. And maybe yours was that way. Maybe yours was different. But there's one thing for sure. I believe we've all had more teaching through our life than it's likely that Nebuchadnezzar had at this point about the one true God, about how he gives and he takes away. So if he's held to the standard, what kind of standard is it in my life? To whom much is committed, much is required. Lord, help us. It's not hard. But it is not the natural flow of who we are as humans. If you don't give attention to it this morning and making sure that you follow that path that Job followed in his life. Job was very rich. When he says the Lord giveth, he could have easily taken it into his own thing and got lost in the fact that Lord had given him all these things. And he was a very rich man, but he didn't forget. And when the Lord took it away, he was in the same place. There's a whole nother message right there that I don't feel like the Lord's given us today about the importance of staying in this place. But it's something that we have to choose to do it. And young people, you are beginning to experience this in the rest of your life. You're going to have a chance to build something. The Lord's going to give you opportunities and you're going to choose. And if you choose to follow him, then he's going to bless your life. And he's going to build something in your life. And if you'll remember that and remember to honor him, then the path is clear for the Lord to keep doing that in your life. As you continue to seek him and as he blesses you, you continue to recognize him as who gives and who takes away in your life. And that he has that power to do that. And you give him free rein to do that. And you simply honor him for what he has done. Then the Lord can keep blessing you. But if Nebuchadnezzar had to spend 7 years living like a beast in a field because he didn't recognize God and that God was the one that had done this, what kind of standard am I held to in my life? You know, it's likely that none of us are going to spend 7 years in a field as a beast. But thinking about the interaction between us and God, how blessed am I going to be if I don't remember to honor God with what I have, with what he's given me and what he brings into my life and recognize him as being the one who's in control and the one who's doing the work in my life. Lord, help us. You know, there was another person over in Acts, the 12th chapter. Acts 12. And the 20th chapter. This is not long after Peter had escaped from prison. Herod had put Peter in prison because he had taken the life of James and saw how it pleased the Jews. And so then he put Peter in prison too. And then, of course, Peter, that's where the angels came and loosed Peter and walked him right out the gates and all. And so this is pretty much the next thing we have after that story. And it says, Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, It is the voice of a God, and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten up of worms, and he gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied. You know, Herod's a little different situation than Nebuchadnezzar. You might say, well, Herod had much more familiarity. Remember him asking the priest, okay, well, where is Jesus supposed to be born? He had an interaction with people who knew the oracles of God, the word of God that had been given to this point. So he's a little different situation. He's also someone who had purposely persecuted Christ and persecuted his followers. All right, so maybe you say that he had some things building up here. All right, and maybe he did. But the moment that his judgment came was in the moment that he had opportunity to recognize God or not. And he allowed the praise to be accepted by him. Now, here's what I want you to see. All right? That's the end of taking the glory for ourselves. That's also the end of forgetting to glorify God in our life. You know, Lord help us. I'm taken back to Job saying, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. And what if that was all? That was the end of that verse. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. But there was something else said there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, when you think about, well, I'm not taking the end of the glory for myself. Okay. Are you recognizing God? It's not just, Lord help us. I don't want to say this the wrong way. Maybe we can just say it that way. You could say, I'm not taking the glory for myself. Okay, but are you recognizing God for what He's doing in your life? You know, we could say, if we don't have any request of God, then we don't have need of Him. If we don't have any thanks to Him, then we have no praise. If you understand what I'm saying, again, not the natural flow of who we are as Christians, but we are called to honor God. How many times in the scripture does it say anything besides just abstain from evil? It says abstain from evil. What else does it say? Over and over, praise the Lord. Give the glory due His name. Are you ignoring Him in your life? As you've chosen Him and you're following Him, then is it really enough to just ignore Him? To never give Him honor? To never recognize Him for what He's doing in your life? I don't know what your testimony is, but we ought to have one. And if we have one, we ought to be willing to acknowledge it is God who has given us that testimony. Is the Lord really doing nothing in our lives? Because if we don't have a testimony, that's in effect what we're saying. God's not doing anything. If we don't have something to glorify Him about, well then, He's done nothing in your life? Is that the truth? Well, it's not the truth. And we know it. Every one of us knows that this morning. But we don't always consider our actions. Because it's not what's natural to us. And it takes us thinking about it. And breaking down some barriers in our life. And I'm not telling you how you need to do that. I'm just telling you need to do it. By the help of the Lord this morning. And I'm not telling you anything. I feel like this morning the Lord's telling us. He's telling me as well as you. We need to do it. We need to give Him glory. We have so many opportunities where we're in the midst of something. Herod was in the midst of something. Great oration, people all there. He was in the midst of a place he could have given glory to God. And he didn't. We are put into situations where we have opportunities. You don't have to try to go out and press for it necessarily. But we are put in situations where we have the opportunity to glorify God. And for one reason or another, well, let's just say it this way. Are we doing it? Are we breaking through the uncomfortableness? Or just the lackadaisicalness? Or the just lost in my own daily life-ness? However you would say that. Why is it? Lord, help us to be careful in our life that we are giving Him the glory due His name. You know, Isaiah 48. I'm going to read a couple of verses from there. All right, 48, and the first verse says, "Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness." Now, let's say it this way about this verse. Are we acknowledging God in truth and righteousness. Are we just naming his name? Is it just a lip service? Or is it truth? If God's working in my life, he wants me to tell the story of what he is doing. All right? He wants me to tell the story of him. Not me going out and beginning to, and I'm telling you, this is part of the way this happens. Going out and just naming his name. That's not the point of the message this morning. Is God doing things in your life? Because if you are taking time with him and you are having a personal walk, then he is doing things. And from those things, you have the message that God wants the world to hear through you. Whether it's through letting it be seen unashamedly, what God is doing in your life, or if it's even verbally sharing it with somebody. But you have stories to share. And you know, if what you've done is sat down and you just had an opportunity and God opened the door and you willingly shared the story of what God has done in my life, do you know what you just did? You gave glory to God. You took the moment and you gave the glory to God because you shared what he did. You know, we can pass that moment up and maybe even say the words praise God somehow in that moment and pass up truly giving the glory to God. Because God's not interested in us just having a lip service. He wants the story of what God is doing in our life. He wants us to share that with the world. And that's how we give glory to his name. All right? Whether it's through our life or it's in those moments where we actually have a chance to open up and share. All right? And then in 48, and there's another verse here, and I wrote down the wrong, I'm sorry, there's somewhere here where he said, lest thou should say, okay, I'm sorry, I see it now, the sixth verse says, thou hast heard, see all this, wilt thou not declare it? I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. They are created now, and not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heardest them not, lest thou should say, behold, I knew them. All right? The work of the Lord in your life is something that has, he has worked in the lives of everyone around you, but the work he's doing is something new. God, it's great to share the scriptures, but what we're burdened about this morning is the new work, the work he's done new in all of us. We're not talking about some new doctrine or new anything, but we're talking about the consistent work, the same thing by his spirit that he's done in people from the beginning of time. In your life, it's a new thing. It's new every day. What does it say? The verse in Lamentations. No. His compassions are new every morning. Is that some, all of a sudden God's got different compassions? No, they're fresh. It's fresh in your life. It's something that deserves to be heard. We can get to feeling like, well, and Lord help us if we can get dry. And it's just the same old, you know, it happened to me. What God is doing in your life is special. And just because someone else can stand up and give a testimony doesn't mean that there's not space for yours. Or just because someone else has been in a moment doesn't mean there's not something for you to share too. What God is doing in your life is special. And you see, we can sometimes say, well, but there's other people. Right, praise God there's other people. I can't wait to hear what God's doing new in their life as well. But the Lord wants all of us sharing that story of what he's done in our life. These things he's created that aren't just who you are. You know what? If God's doing things in your life, let me give you, make it clear, help you this morning. This isn't just who you are. All right? This is who God is creating you to be. It's something that wasn't in your power to do it. It's not in my power this morning to be a Christian, to be a child of God. That was a gift from God. And daily as I walk with him, the things he does to enable me to walk with him are gifts from him that I allow him to come into my life and do, but they're not me. This morning, if I am trying to be a Christian in and of myself, then that is going to be a failure. And that's not God. And that's not giving glory to God. But when I give Him power to work in my life, and He comes to do a new creation that I have to say, no, I didn't have this figured out. this is what I wanted. I wanted to be able to live this way, but God's done things that I didn't know could be done in my life. The Lord wants to give you those testimonies too. God's done things I didn't know could be done in my life. He's helped me. He's changed me. He's made me what He wants me to be. And He did it. He didn't just set me up this way so that I would think it was something on myself. He did it so that I can know that God's working in my life. All right? And it says on down here, in the 9th through the 11th verse, for my name's sake will I defer mine anger, for my praise will I refrain from thee, that I cut thee not off. Behold, I refined thee, but not with silver. I've chosen thee in the furnace of affliction, and for my own sake, even for my own sake, will I do it. How should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory to another. What God is doing in your life, He is doing for His name's sake. And oh, the wonderful blessings and power and changes that He makes in us for His glory. We're not Church of God. We're not holy children of God because of we figured something out. Beyond the fact that we figured out that we must have God working in our life and we must give attention to what He is doing and allow Him that path to work, to manifest Himself and to glorify Himself through us. Because His glory, when He says another, I will not give my glory to another. His glory is His glory. It's not ours. It's not what God's done in my life, what He's done in us as a body, what He's done in us as a church. It's not our glory. And we don't ever want to walk. People have walked that way and they've fallen into error because they begin to walk as though it was their glory. My church. Somebody asked me the other day, well, where's your church? And I said, I don't have a church, because I knew where the question was coming from. I understand just a little bit. And someone else said, yeah, you do. And I said, I'll have to explain to you later, because they really had a sincere question about it. But it's not our glory. Whatever God has done in your life and how He's manifested through us as a body or through us individually, it's not us. And we don't ever want to come to a place where we begin to promote ourselves as though we are the ones who have the truth. We have the Lord who owns the truth, who is the truth, who teaches us the truth, who keeps us in the truth, who directs us in the truth and helps us to understand the truth. You know, today, if He chose to, He could take every bit of understanding He's ever given me away. I thank God that He is not doing that. I thank God that He just adds, but it's His. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. That's His job. That's His ability. It's not mine. Whatever I have, it's because God has given to me. Whatever He's taken away or not taken away, it's because He says here, I'll restrain my anger. Well, thank you, Lord, for doing that, because there were plenty of times you could have been angry enough at me to say, I'm taking it away. The Lord, and we think about that, we give a pass to so many things in our life, but there's plenty of opportunities where the Lord could have said, that's it. But yet, in mercy, He chastened us. In mercy, He dealt with us. In mercy, He brought us where we needed to be, that He could continue His work in us. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. My job? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise His name for what He's doing in my life. You know, looking back in Daniel here, the fourth chapter. If we drop on down below the story and see what happened here when, after the 7 years were up, it says in the 34th verse of this chapter, and at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. Nebuchadnezzar reached up there and decided to bring it back. The God of heaven said, here you go. I'm going to give it back to you. That's the only way he got it back. All right? And it says, my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High. And I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is the everlasting dominion. His kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. Lord, help us. Even where we are today, we're only here by the grace of God, by the power of God. And it's the only way we can stay here and continue on this path, is by the power of God in our lives. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. None can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom. Do you catch what happened right there? Okay, so at the end of the days, his understanding returned to him. But his kingdom hadn't returned yet. His kingdom returned, it says, when he honored and praised the God Most High. And says it as he got done with that, it says, at the same time, my reason returned unto me. For the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned unto me. My counselors, my Lord, sought me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. I thank the Lord. You see, I thank the Lord. Maybe that's simply enough there. Praise the Lord. All right, Psalms 96. All right, it says, we'll start with the first verse. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. You know, it's amazing how the song of what God does in the lives of humans that will allow him to, how it never gets old. There was a song that says it's his favorite song of all. A new song. Really? No one's ever sung it? Well, he's done it, but everyone who he does it for has a song to sing that's a new song in their life. It's something that they wouldn't have been, would have never been, were it not for God doing this work in our lives. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord and bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are but idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Oh, Lord, help me. I'm so thankful for my heritage. It said in one place, my heritage, the lions have fallen to me in goodly places. I have a goodly heritage. Thank God for it. All right? We have the God of heaven doing works in our life, changing us, making us what we need to be. Lord, help the world to see it. How's that going to happen? Well, it's not going to happen by me failing to give him glory for what he's done in my life. All right? And you know, I can't reach all the world, but God's given me a little section and he gives me opportunities, whatever they may be, to share the story of what he's doing in my life. And in doing that, I'm choosing whether or not to give honor to God. If I fail to be willing to take those opportunities that God gives me, am I giving glory to his name? Am I telling the world about what he has done for me? It says here, to declare his glory among the heathen and his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. That's the burden this morning. And to see, we don't ever want to be in a place where we're saying, by my own hands. How are we going to do that? We're going to do it by giving him the glory, sharing the story of what he's done in our life, reminding ourselves and telling others of the God who is able to do all things and to do them possible. You pray for me.